If you've ever been to Istanbul, you know that it's a bustling city that straddles Europe and Asia. The divider is the Bosphorus Strait, an international shipping lane only about a mile wide. The Bosphorus is so congested, it might surprise you to learn it's also home to a community of sea mammals. From Istanbul, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Once a week, a group of marine biologists sets out in a small boat into the busy Bosphorus Strait to count the dolphins of Istanbul. Dr. Ayaka Öztürk is a marine biologist with the Turkish Marine Research Foundation. She and her Turkish colleague, Dr. Ayhan Dede, studied the three species of dolphins commonly found in the Bosphorus, a narrow channel which runs some 20 miles through Istanbul from the Black Sea to the Sea of Marmara. It's midday when the scientists finally get their first sighting.
Just in front of the mosque, but probably one animal.
Dr. Öztürk says it's a harbor porpoise that's barely visible as it comes up for air near a waterside mosque. These are the smallest and most elusive of the Bosphorus dolphins.
They're really scared of humans, boats.
The dolphins have to dodge the constant stream of ferry boats, freighters, and oil tankers which sail through the strait. The ship traffic and the garbage from the millions of people who live on the banks of the Bosphorus have left the water horribly polluted. The scientists have given the dolphins a very urban nickname, calling them the street kids of the Bosphorus.
Street kids?
Street kids.
Why?
They just go around and do whatever they want to, but they don't get protected. They get kind of neglected by the other people.
The marine biologists say a group of some 60 bottlenose dolphins have made the Bosphorus their permanent home.
Look, oh my God! Look, honey!
In the afternoon, the scientists find these resident dolphins feeding in the open area where the strait widens to meet the Marmara Sea.
There are probably maybe 15 to 20 over there, maybe another 15, 20 over here.
The bottlenose dolphins are clustered in groups some 50 yards away from the boat. Their gray dorsal fins, tails, and barrel-shaped bodies shine in the sun when they come up for air. One dolphin leaps out of the water to the delight of Dr. Öztürk.
See that one? What's going on?
It's a remarkable sight seeing these creatures so close to the shipyards and Ottoman palaces of Istanbul. Dr. Öztürk says this is one of the only places in the world where you can see dolphins living so close to so many humans.
Right now we can say that in spite of all this traffic and population, there are still dolphins, you know, trying to stay in this area, and I think they need to be protected.
The scientists would like to give the scrappy street kids of the Bosphorus a helping hand. They hope to convince the Turkish government to protect their marine habitat so that Istanbul's dolphins can continue to live alongside their many human neighbors.
They're all leaving now.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.